You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
My name is Sash.
And my name is Ryan.
And we have a very fun show today. We are reacting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah. So we're going to get straight into it because what is a react show?
Let's without a reaction. Yes.
So we've got a couple of videos. A lot of them are like how stuff has been filmed or how they film stuff. So we're kind of like getting into the behind the scenes of videos. Yeah. So are you ready, Ryan?
Film enthusiasts.
Yes.
Put on your...
By enthusiasts, for enthusiasts. That I
watch an enthusiast react very enthusiastically.
Very enthusiastically.
Let's go.
Yeah. So this is the first video. Gosh, this man. Oh, my living soul. You know what's crazy about that? Is it's one person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've got a question, right? Like, for those editors, usually when we do a scene like this, we find effects and we just cut them in, right? Now, obviously, now, if they had someone like this who's what, like a sound designer?
Yeah, sound foley artist. Yeah.
Did they do it like that? Did they like plan? Okay, for that we're gonna do it. Okay, let's record 3, 2, 1, and then actually do it. Like
I do
up?
Think there's rehearsal. No, or, I think it's planned out.
Or do you think you kind of do each shot individually, and then the editor must just?
I could be completely wrong. I actually have a friend. His name is Kat. Shout out to Kat. So he studied. He's done a sound engineering course, and part of it was sound design for films. And so they, for one of their assignments, had to. He still showed me. It was really cool. They had to create their own sounds to fit a scene. But you literally, the whole point of this is you can't go onto YouTube and search footsteps on wooden surface. You have to create the sound yourself.
Original sound.
And what he did was he, like, often you'll be amazed at, like, what they use to create a specific sound. Like, it's completely, like, you're just like, what? Like, apparently, this is just a dumb example, but in Jurassic Park, the sound of the raptors were turtles mating or tortoises mating. I'm not even joking. Like, it's weird things. But what's crazy is I think what they do is they sit and go, okay, what can create this sound? Then they, like, play around. They figure out, okay, for this, we're going to use that. For this, do you understand? And then
you have to be very creative. Yeah.
But also what's crazy is he's one footstep for both footsteps. Mm. You'd think he'd, like, normally. That was very cool. I don't know if that's the actual guy.
I think that they wouldn't have recorded all together just because you're able to then EQ and play with each sound. But the fact that
you can do
all the different sound effects were used for each item. I mean, I don't know if you were looking at the scene more or at the guy actually like doing the individual sounds.
I know that it's an anime. I know that anime. I forgot the name now. What is the name of that anime? She's very small. They're very small people. Ah, damn. We all forgot.
Mm.
The name is, there we go, The Joys of Editing. So that's the name of that, yeah. But basically, yeah, that's how they, I think it's cool if they do it all together. It makes it more efficient because you're able to then, yeah, very, very cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Very all right, time. Next up we have.
What's up, Doc? Jumping without a parachute? Kinda dangerous, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get killed.
You guys got a spare?
It does.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't think you want it.
I do. Give it to me.
Gee, better let him have it, Bud.
Okay, Doc. Whatever you say, here's the spare.
Thank you. Ah, no!
He's not even holding anything. Wow. You know what's cool about that is it's so dated, but it works, and it was good. Good job, guys.
That was very cool. I like how they had markers.
Yeah, yeah, for each character. Bugs Bunny and
but what's nice is that during the shoot, they can move it around as they need, and then obviously afterwards in the post-production, that helps.
Does that ever bother you in films, though, eyeline?
What?
Like, have you not seen, I've seen it a couple of times where like there's a CG character involved or there's something CG involved. So and based on the actor's eyeline, you can see they're not looking at that. Have you ever had that?
I've seen where a person's reaction just doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah. That's my only, so I love like the whole blue screen, green screen, all of that. Like it's brilliant. Like it really did something for the film industry. Mm. The only problem is it can affect performance, actor's performance. Mm. Yeah, but it was rude.
Because there's a big difference between staring into nothing, pretending like something's there. Like, and then there's like me actually looking at something.
And then there's a difference between putting on an action and reacting.
Yeah.
So like me pretending I'm talking to Ryan opposed to me actually talking to Ryan. Like, that was really cool. And then I'm like, yeah, that was really cool. Ryan was like, no, it sucked. I'm like, no, it didn't. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's two completely different things, reacting versus acting. So, yeah. Next up.
Next.
It's fake, right? I think it's fake.
Are they saying that the guy in the crocodile was on that?
That was Robin Williams.
On that like mechanical thing.
Yeah, I think so.
That was.
I think it was like animatronics.
Wasn't that from? Would have been from
Jumanji. That's it. Pretty cool. Okay. It was fake though, right?
Yeah.
It was fake.
Well, I wouldn't. They wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. Because he would have died a long time ago then, before he actually died.
Died before his time. Unless it's a conspiracy. Like, that's when he actually, and then they try to keep him alive, but then. Deep fakes before.
But that just proves the whole, like acting versus reacting. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, next up.
I'm sure they had the music playing in the background when they were filming that as well.
No, I don't think they did. Do you think that glass is real?
No.
What is it? It's like
some kind of.
They make it to break easy, right?
But they have to watch the shards, the pieces.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not necessarily. Like, you could come out injured of that.
Yeah.
Like, out of that.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then, obviously, you see the wires, so they'll have to. What's it called? Rotoscope. Is that what they do with them when they remove the wires?
Yeah.
So they remove the wires.
Rotoscope them out. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I've got my mind stuck on that plastic or that glass kind of stuff. What would they actually
use? So in the actual show, what they do is there's actual glass, so the whole point of the game is they have to try and guess. Do they because there's two glass panes that they can step onto.
Yeah.
The one will not break and the other one breaks. And then the whole point of that game is to try and make it across without stepping on the one that breaks. Because if it breaks, you fall.
And notice that there were ones that they were actually standing on.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless most of their weight was on the wire.
No, but I think what they did is they knew which one needed to not break. Yes. So they actually planned it out.
So they placed out specific ones.
And then I don't think
ones.
They would have used the same material. Yeah. So yeah. You probably find the one that they were standing on was like proper thick glass that doesn't shatter or break. And then
I think all you need is a type of glass that doesn't, that's not sharp, when the way that it breaks. So maybe it's like, I don't know, pre-weakened in certain areas, because I think the parts that will get you are the shards, the more sharper ends. So it's probably some very special kind of glass made for... There's some big factory somewhere where people make the stuff for film industries, I'm guessing.
Do you know how long, though, this sequence would have taken them to shoot? Because, like, if they want to do a different angle, now they have to reset everything, you know? Then they do that, then they... Yeah! This is why it takes people them like years. Although with Squid Game, so Squid Game season 2 came out at the end of last year, and season 3 is coming out now in June already, and they've already like posted about it. I think they filmed season 2 and season 3 together. But the way season 2 ended, I kind of feel like season 3 is actually just like a continuation of, because they didn't complete the story. Season 1, you like at least had like sort of an ending, whereas season 2 was completely cliffhangered. Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah, like that. Awesome. All right, next up.
Yo.
I'm sorry, but imagine that's your job. Like, guys, I'm going in today. I'm just going to, like, go and fight a pretend
chucked
like
tiger.
That's cool. I would love to. Mm. That's, like, every boy's dream, to grow up and just keep on doing that, you know? No? Our cameraman shaking his head. I don't believe him.
I don't want to be the guy in post-production, busy greening all of that and making everything. Now, obviously, I mean, I think this really, the way that they filmed this backs up what we said with the first shot. In terms of, well, not the first one, but in terms of reality. And so you can see the way that he fell and the way that he would have struggled and all of that stuff, like, makes it more realistic when it comes out the other end of the computer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But to cleaning, there's a lot of cleaning.
That's why you want to be the actor.
Because you see, people think that their movement is just tracked and then just chucked in. Like, their movements get cleaned out. Their keyframes get, like, cleaned out. It's just...
So it's a lot. It's a headache.
Sounds like a fun job, but... And there's a lot of people doing it.
I'll be the person being thrown around. You can...
I'll do the dude holding the rope.
Okay. So no one's... Someone else...
Well, I'll just be the guy going, action!
With a cup of tea in your...
I'm sure that guy gets paid a lot of money.
James Cameron definitely gets paid a lot of money.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up. What the heck? Is that the Joker? Oh, that's a Joker.
I'm trying to understand.
For me, it was a guy that just like randomly fell over on the street.
Yeah, why did that guy just fall before the car hit him?
Guess we'll never know. All right, moving right along.
This actor from Squid Games has a talent that no other actor in the world has, and it's kind of insane. Yeah, I'm talking about Gong Yoo, who plays a recruiter of the Squid Games. Because yes, while he can play his character phenomenally, notice this detail in his face that the director took full advantage of. Now, in the beginning of the season, the recruiter and Ji-Han play Russian roulette. And this is the face that the recruiter gives Ji-Han while playing. What do you notice? Well, even though it's the same frame, half of his face shows that he's cocky and confident that he's gonna win, all while the other side of his face is terrified that he's gonna lose the game and will lose his life. All to add more tension to the scene because you have no idea what the recruiter is thinking. And this is only possible because of the actor's ability to exaggerate the asymmetry in his eyes and do a half smile. He does this amazing technique multiple times to show how unhinged and unpredictable the character really is. And if you say that, oh, this is just the way the actor's face looks all the time, well, no, this is how he looks normally. He's doing this on purpose. I bet you didn't expect that. Gong Yoo is an absolutely insane actor, and if you want to see more of him, well, then I recommend watching Train to Busan, which features Gong Yoo as the main character.
So this man has actually, I think, become my favorite actor.
He's broken his symmetrical...
So I'm watching a series at the moment called Guardian, and he's in it. He's one of the main characters, and I can say he doesn't do that with his face in the series. So like the fact that this man has the ability to pull two facial expressions at the same time is madness. Absolute madness. He needs an Oscar. He needs all the Oscars. Every single one of them. Even the sound design. Okay. And I think we have one more.
Let's go.
Two more.
That's, what's his face?
This is so cool, Ryan. So someone edited this and took different Christopher Nolan films and put them together. But look, first of all, the brilliance of Christopher Nolan, that he shot all like, do you know what I'm saying? Like the face. And then the person that edited this is wild. This was Memento. I think this was his first like really big hit. So they like did a full circle because they started with Oppenheimer, which is his latest film, and then they ended with his first book, so it like came full circle. But like, how crazy is that?
That's cool.
First of all, as Christopher Nolan as a director, and then it's
how many views did that what was it?
I have no idea. Once again, editing will fix,
because that
this
would
is
have
how many views they got.
That would have taken a long time to do and find shots.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So to end off the show, we are going to play a game, Ryan. Like Squid Game. I'm joking, not like Squid Game. No one's going to die. Well, maybe you've... No, I'm joking. So how this game is going to work, me and Ryan do not know any of the answers here. Our team has gotten a whole lot of movie lines. We used to do this, whose line is it anyway? We're kind of bringing it back. Whose line is it anyway? So we have to guess who or what film this line comes from.
Which actor was it anyway?
Do we have to say it? Isn't it just a movie? That's intense. Movie name, right? Movie title. Movie title, right? Don't.
How about actor or movie?
Okay, fine. Actor.
Although I really, really doubt we're going to be able to.
Yeah, okay. So it's me against Ryan. May the best watcher win. All right, go.
I'm the king of the world.
I'm the king of... Titanic. No, you got it because I said I'm the king of the world. Fine, 1 point to Ryan.
You can't handle the truth.
That was Bruce Willis in that court movie. Damn it! I said the actor's name, though. It's not Bruce Willis. Is it Tom Cruise? That is Bruce Willis, right?
Who's Bruce Willis?
You can't handle the truth. Do I get the actor? He said I got the actor. I don't get the actor. Okay, skip, pause.
Next.
I'll be back.
Terminator.
Why so serious?
Joker. Dark Knight. The Why Dark Knight. So right. Serious. The Dark Knight, right? Yes. Not Rises. The Dark Knight.
To infinity and beyond!
Buzz Lightyear, Toy Story!
I see dead people.
Ah, The Sixth Sense. Yes!
Oh, sure.
With Bruce Willis as well. Good one. I know the other one, man. Anyway.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
He's Apollo 13. Good job, Ryan. Good job. Ron Howard directed that.
I feel the need for speed.
The need for speed. The need for speed, wasn't it? No. Need for speed. Speed. Fast and Furious. Wait, Top Gun.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that they came from there. I might have seen a ripoff of that.
The way I just got judged.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby. Dirty Dancing. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just keep swimming. What do? We swim.
Dorino singing.
Dory, Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. I know that. What is the you can have? Wait, don't tell me.
That was some big court case.
Yes, it was the court case.
That was the whole movie about, right?
But still, what's his name? Jack Nicholson. It was based, no, it wasn't Bruce
It was
Willis.
Based on like the military, the whole...
Yes, Jack Nicholson was the one that said, you can't handle... Tom Cruise was in it, wasn't it? I want the truth.
You what can't movie was it? The truth.
A Few Good Men. Damn it.
Wasn't it A Few Good Men?
I don't know. Who won? Did I win?
I think you won, Sesh.
Sorry, Ryan. I'm too competitive at these things. Next time, Ryan.
Like your movie CPU is on like another level.
No, I was hitting blanks there for a second. I was like
But then you've already... I'm analog, man.
Wow. So yeah, this has been the movie show. If you'd like us to react or take a look at videos, you can just post them, comment them down below. We'll take a look at them in our next react show.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Until then.
Until then.
Cheers.
Peace. Active FM. Radio has never been better.